It is the game here on KMAN Friday edition. Corey Dean filling in for Tyler Dreiling, who is out sick today. I'm not sure if he provided a note from his doctor. Have you heard?
No. Okay. John told me that he was
sick
today.
No official documentation.
The only thing I have to go off of is John Kurtz's word.
Okay. Well, we'll take that. That's all right. John's a stand-up dude. I don't think he'd mislead you. So let's go with a little bit of Chiefs talk as we get close to the NFL draft, and they start making some announcements today. So first of all, the Kansas City Chiefs awarded 4 compensatory picks in the upcoming 2017 NFL draft. So you get them when you lose free agents and things like that, and you get them for the upcoming season, the season after in the draft. So the Chiefs get 4 additional picks. They get 1 in the 3rd, which is the 104th overall. That's good. 1 in the 5th, which is number 182, and 2 6th rounders, number 218 and number 220. So getting an extra 3rd rounder is a big deal, especially a big deal. Some of your previous compensatory 3rd rounders have been guys like they took Steve Nelson in 2015. He's a Oregon State cornerback. Nile Davis came over to the Chiefs as a 3rd round compensatory pick. Dustin Colquitt was a 3rd round compensatory pick. So you do get some guys with some quality there. And the Chiefs have a lot of questions. Go ahead.
And don't forget, in 2013, at Braden Wilson of the K-State Wildcats was a compensatory pick.
Not in the 3rd round.
In the 6th round, though, yes.
So
Good call.
Some of the guys that they've started to have to make some decisions on, though, that list is pretty long, and it's headlined by 2 major names. Do you re-sign Eric Berry, and what's that going to cost? And do you re-sign Dontari Poe, and what is that going to cost you? 2 guys that Kansas City would like to keep in-house. Both of those players are unrestricted free agents, which means that they can go wherever they want to. So they all become free agents at the end of the league year. That's officially March 9th. So then midnight on March 9th into March 10th is when you get all the crazy action of guys making deals in the middle of the night, and the Texans signing Brock Osweiler side unsigned for like a gazillion dollars and then deciding that's a horrible idea. So that's coming up here in just a few days, actually. So big questions for the Chiefs, and they made one move earlier today. This morning, they signed free agent running back C.J. Spiller. Now, he was a number 9 overall pick back in 2010. His highlight, I think, would be he had a really good season for the Bills a few years ago. He had like 1,700 yards of total offense, scored 8 touchdowns, big weapon, shifty guy at times. Now, he's not been great the last couple seasons. Played for both the Jets and the Seahawks over the last season. Didn't really see a whole lot of time. But you start to wonder about the Chiefs. Why? Because what are they going to do with Jamal Charles is the big question mark. Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West have filled in for Jamal Charles. They have not been as good as Jamal Charles, who with back-to-back knee injuries and missing so many games, you start to wonder what you're going to do. Kansas City has to find room for both Eric Berry and Dontari Poe. They have about $5 million under the cap currently. Jamal Charles has a $6 million salary for next season, but he is also able to be cut with no penalty. So you could gain another $6 million back under the cap. The big question mark is, how tough a decision do you have if you have to cut your franchise all-time leading rusher? kind of thing. That's a tough decision for John Dorsey.
And of course, it's never an easy decision, but at the same time, the Chiefs, for the most part, they've done a pretty good job at not having sentimental attachment to their running backs, because you look back all the way back to their AFL days, some of their all-time greats, guys in Ring of Honor, Abner Haynes, Mike Garrett, those guys, they moved on to him. It was 2, 3, 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Boom, traded them, moved on to their next guy. Not waste any time on that. And even more recently, when Priest Holmes was still in his prime, the Chiefs drafted Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
And then when Larry Johnson got hurt, that's when, they had a couple seasons of kind of and then
NFL's
Charles
kind of
came
a
up, but
cutthroat business anyway.
Oh, no doubt.
Running back seems to be the position of late that's like the one that's the most ruthless, right? And it's kind of changed up a little bit, too, how teams approach the running back position. It's not necessarily big, high, giant draft picks like it used to be. It's a lot more of guys by a committee. That said, there are a lot of really good running backs that are going to be available both in the first and second round in this upcoming draft. So you wonder, maybe do the Chiefs pull the trigger on picking up a guy like Christian McCaffrey, or do you try to make a, you know, if Leonard Fournette's around, something like that. Do you make a move for one of those guys? Because there's probably going to be opportunity there for Kansas City if they wanted to go that route as well.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Well, two things would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs cut Jamaal Charles this offseason. I'm sorry to say that if you are offended by me by that statement. 537-1350 if you care to disagree.
Nah, you're all right.
But from a football standpoint as well as a monetary standpoint, I think it's a move that they're going to be making sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And I also would not be surprised if the Chiefs' first-round draft pick is spent on a skill position player, as in a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver. Three areas that the Chiefs aren't terribly hurting in, but definitely could use an upgrade. And there are definitely plenty of great athletes and very intriguing options at all three of those positions that could be available for the Chiefs at 27, or if they want to trade farther up or out of the first round entirely like they did last season.
Yeah, well, they haven't been able to run the ball, and that's made it difficult for the Chiefs at the end of the season because you're putting a lot of pressure on Alex Smith, and maybe that's another question mark for the Chiefs. There's a lot of Tony Romo talk, which I think is still a little bit crazy.
I'm sorry. The last thing I want to see is Tony Romo suit up for the Chiefs next year. I mean,
hey,
it's one thing.
If you get healthy Tony Romo, you'll be okay.
Well, it's one thing if you bring in Joe Montana's four Super Bowl rings. It's another thing if you bring in Tony Romo, who has the reputation that he'll never shake of being that guy who will let you down in December, despite what the numbers say.
Well,
but
that's the kind of this reputation that Alex Smith has currently as well. So,
well,
Eric Berry's a big question mark. Dontari Poe's a big question mark. You've got the big question mark about Jamaal Charles. All that stuff will start to shake loose here in the next few days because it's going to get real interesting in the NFL as far as free agency, and then you run right up into the draft. And this is like my favorite time of year, spring training, so everybody's got hope for baseball. So you're excited about that. And then everybody's got hope, right, as you get – you get your new free agents in, you start to draft some new players in the NFL. It's all about hope right now. So it's a good time of year to be a sports fan.
And then not to mention the NCAA tournaments.
Yeah.
Right around the corner
right?
as well. So
yeah, March is good. Not kind of good. Really, really
and
good.
Usually, mostly, sometimes, and if you live in Kansas, who knows what it'll be, then winter ends.
That's exactly
on
right.
paper winner ends
in theory. So we will have for you in the next hour, we will play back the Brad Underwood interview from earlier this week. We'll get you hooked up with another wrestling update. Mitch Fortner is going to get us an update on K-State baseball. K-State baseball with a tough day after the fantastic win against South Carolina. They are back in action both tomorrow and Sunday playing the Liberty team again. So we'll have that for you. And of course, Manhattan High basketball coming up for you tonight right here on K-Man. Have a fantastic rest of the show. I'll see you later, Brennan.
See you, Corey.
All right.
Thanks for stepping in this first
hour.
No
problem. It's News Radio KMEN. This is The Game.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of